The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday to you and good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know when you hear that music, it's time for Boat Smart. Sponsored by Key Marine Center, Northwest Florida, and featuring our I guess you're kind of famous now. We missed you last week, Stephen Schmidt.
Famous, wow.
Yeah, he's the Marine Service Instructor with Georgetown Technical College, and he has been, you've been anchoring the show for how many years now?
If you take it, it goes way back.
Yeah.
And probably I've been with this station almost maybe the second or third year was in Conception here or whatever you call it. Yeah.
Okay.
So because I did the show with my business and we called it Boat Smart. And that's how the school found me, was through my show.
Oh, no kidding.
And then we started the show with Key Marine, and you know,
I love that.
It kind of moved on from there. Yeah. So I've been doing this a little while.
Yeah. Well, we missed you last week, but I'm glad you're back and you've got a guest with you this morning.
I do have a guest, and we're going to introduce him in just a second. I do want to tell Bill, thank you for coming on the show last week, the service manager.
Yeah.
He loves coming in and talking about everything they do out there as well. So that was pretty good, and he did a great job, and I appreciate him sitting in. We had in service, so school starting back, so we're very busy.
No doubt.
Things are getting kind of, you know, crazy right now, and so we're getting busy over there, and Monday, students return. Today's our last day of planning, and
Where'd the summer go?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
It just went on, didn't it?
Gosh,
I tell you. So,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. I have a great guest here today, and you're probably going to want to call him here in just a little bit, asking some questions. He's going to inform you of everything. I really don't even have to ask him about, you know, what the topic is today, because he's going to run with it. So we have Jason Tindall here today, and he is part of our financial aid. You're our financial aid coordinator.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to get with him in just a second after we go over some numbers and stuff.
Okay.
And he's going to tell you the real numbers.
I got you. Well, right? I laughed because he said financial aid coordinator. I said, well, I need one of those to buy my boat.
No doubt. You need that. You need it for a lot of things.
You know? But this is for Georgetown, right?
Yeah. Yep. So we are sponsored by Key Marine Center. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They have Suzuki, Yamaha, Mercury, the Cox diesel engine. They service Mercruiser and Mercury product over there as well. So check out Key Marine Center at KeyMarineCenter.com. They're a great place to do business.
Well, he sounded so great last week, just talking about all the services they provide, and did answer some questions from listeners, too. So remember, this is Boat Smart. You could always text in a question. I mean, if you've had your boat out in the water and now something's coming up and you're thinking, gee, I need to find out if I can do this or do that, text it in, 850-437-1620.
More than happy to help you out with that. And I am a semi-famous person. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Been over there 17 years, so we've been over there for quite a while. And, you know, every year I stress myself out getting ready for the new year.
I'm not surprised.
It's just my nature. I try not to do it. And most of the stuff that I stress about is inside of me, not really, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And by the end of it, when I'm doing it, I'm shoving stuff in closets and stuff. Like, I could do this later, you know?
Right.
The main thing is to make the class presentable, where I'm ready for all my students, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I want to go over some numbers here. You guys are going to find this interesting, okay? So I've been in my classroom, getting the classroom ready and my Canvas program ready. That's what we use for our modules, and students can go in for online learning in the classroom and at home, of course, they can do that. So where I have all my modules set up, we use Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Running 6 different courses there, okay?
Wow.
So I have 6 different courses that I'm modifying. Every year I modify my Canvas program.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something wasn't working very well. Maybe my students weren't getting through some certain things, you know, as quickly as I wanted. I maybe need to bring it down a little bit, and then I need to focus on something else. So I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This year we're focusing on Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki online training, and I'm going to talking to my students about that. So we're really focusing on that this year. And so that's part of the canvas that I changed. And I'm putting some fun videos and stuff in there, too.
Oh, good.
You guys
okay.
know I play with the video editing and things like that. And
I think
about...
we have a Steven Spielberg in our midst here because he's
no,
got cameras
about
in the
that.
Studio,
you know,
too.
I'm not, no, I do,
you can see
I do
the
okay,
show.
You know, but, you know, I try to make it fun and funny.
Let's do a little plug for your YouTube channel
because
he does record the show.
Boat
video.
Smart Tricks of the Trade.
There you go.
Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. Let me say this, okay? I had a, I got an email and from a student's mom,
mm-hmm.
okay? She has a dual-enrolled student. He's 16 years old, homeschooled.
Oh.
So I get an email from her wanting information. I could tell during the email, I could tell from the email, Jason, that she was having a little freak out, a little,
right,
like, you
right.
know, jitters, and she called it jitters. So I emailed her back, hey, you know, it's okay. I'm going to take care of him. We're going to make sure everything's good. Let's do this. Come by and see me before school starts, because it was several emails back and forth and she just didn't quite have it right, what mm-hmm. we're going to do and stuff. So I'm meeting her at 1 o'clock at school with her son,
okay.
and we'll do a walkthrough and try to get them to a level and say, okay, this is what's going to happen. I want you to be calm. I want you, you know, so not only so the student is comfortable, so the parent is comfortable.
Oh, sure.
So that's very important that we do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so we're doing that. I'm doing that today. I'm having
nice.
A 1 o'clock walkthrough,
nice.
You know, and taking care of, making sure that she knows her son is going to be taken care of in my classroom.
Very
and
nice.
At the school, right? So I have 21 students sitting in my classroom. I have 3 co-ops out in the field, working in fields. So that's a total of 24 students, right? 3 part-time first half students starting.
Wow.
Brand new. 2 part-time students starting, or that'll be here second half, that are returning students. Okay? All right? I have 17 full-time students
oh my goodness.
Coming in, 6 new, 11 returning, 6 in outboard technician, 4 in stern drive, inboards and outboards, and 1 instructor losing his mind and his hair. That's what I'm facing on Monday.
That's a full
So when
plate.
You think about the classroom and how it all mm-hmm. works and everything and all these different things happening, I'm just trying to take a deep breath. I'm trying to say, okay, everything's going to be okay
mm-hmm.
and not panic day one.
You have
know?
A great track
so,
record. You
yeah,
have nothing to worry about.
And this is a guy who's done it for years
Correct.
And years.
He has nothing yes. to worry
it's
about.
It's funny,
like,
though. It's
but you're
funny.
Like the award-winning, I mean, you're the number one, you know, in the
well,
country, right?
It's funny that I stress every year about it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I don't need to, but, you know, we're going to keep on keeping on. I pray a lot.
Okay.
Okay, I do. Every day I pray for the school. I pray for my students,
mm-hmm.
and that helps, you know. And so that does help, you
yep.
know. So we do have Jason Tindall here. He is our financial aid coordinator at Georgetown Technical College.
Yes, sir.
So I kind of put it in my notes here. I said, I want to know how long he's been at Georgetown, and I'm going to have him tell about financial aid. And then I said, we're going to ad lib the rest because he is so passionate about what he does.
Right.
He will tell us everything. And then if you have any questions about this, 850-437-1620, because right now is a great opportunity to go to Georgetown.
Sounds Basically, like you heard me say that this week. I
heard you say it a couple times.
So it's not too late.
The ad lib part you're not going to like.
It's okay. not too right. late. So
Jason, how long have you been
well,
at
before,
Georgetown?
Before I get into that, I just want to make you said you were semi-famous. We're going to try to make you famous today. So
uh-huh.
they announced in the faculty meeting that Mr. Schmidt is the number one job placement for Yamaha instructing schools. Is that
right.
correct? Do
out
I have that right?
Out of 150 schools.
Across
so
the country.
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
Across
yep.
y'all.
One.
That's
Thank
amazing.
Yep. And he also just received, they announced, $125,000 from Yamaha to buy a couple
well,
of motors.
Not from Yamaha. This is from a
I'm
grant.
Sorry.
They're working on a grant
okay.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Yamaha donated several motors, both of them, over the summer that... about $75,000 in motors that we just received. So.
But
wow.
he keeps his students working on the most current engines, boats, mm-hmm. everything. It's always first, you know, top of the line.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do to stay relevant in the
of
industry,
course.
Right? So,
of
yeah,
course.
But it's with our backers, Yamaha, Mercury, yep. Suzuki helps us do that.
Yep.
And, of course,
your...
our industry partners, right?
Yes, sir.
Very
yes, sir.
Important. Yep.
But anyway, yes, sir, I've been at, this is going to be my 12th school year at Georgetown.
Gosh.
Never thought I would be in education. I graduated with a degree in accounting from UWF. I worked for the state for about 20 years before this opportunity came to me. And I love it. It's the best decision I ever made. I'm born and raised here in Pensacola, so I'm familiar with Georgetown from back in high school. And what probably the most important thing, in my opinion, that we've done since I've started is the state legislature passed a law that allowed us to go from being Georgetown Technical Center to Georgetown College, Technical College. So that kind of got it out there into the community that, hey, this is a college. This is not just where, you know, a center. So that, you know, we're a college. So for financial aid purposes, that means we take the GI Bill, we take Pell Grants. We don't do any kind of loans because we don't want to put anybody in debt. But we also take Bright Futures. We also,
oh, great.
Yeah, we, you know, Florida Prepaid. It's just like you're going to UWF or PSC. Other than loans, we
or
don't
Florida.
Do any loans. Well, Florida State, I think is what you meant to say.
Oh, go Dogs.
Got it all in here. But what, you know, what we were telling them at the faculty meeting this week is that right now is the best time to ever to try to come to Georgetown. There's so many programs that are out there right now. Probably around 90% of our students are on some type of financial aid. And most of those are not paying any tuition at all.
Wow. So it's not too late then to apply, to sign up for classes?
No. Come in today. We're open today from 7:30 to 4. You know, if you're trying to get into class, you want to come to Building 1, our administration building, you're going to do an application online at our website, which just Google Georgetown Technical College. It'll pop right up. And then you'll meet with one of our counselors. And they'll be there until, like I said, 4 o'clock today. Now, you may not get to start on Monday, but most of our classes have open enrollment. So you may be starting September, October. It just depends on the class and what they can fit into the classes.
Yeah, a lot of classes are running waiting lists. I'm all still running a waiting list in my
right.
class, too. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's always good to get ahead of the game and get in there and take care of all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Get your financial aid set up so you know when you do start, you're ready to go.
So if you're a self-payer, you know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to pay out of my pocket. I'm just going to do it. You still recommend they come by and see you?
For sure. Everyone should come by just because you never know if we have a program for you. Most of our programs right now, 21 of our 26 programs, if you're a Florida resident and you're in one of those programs, it's tuition free.
Wow.
That's the only requirement is that you're a Florida resident and in an approved program.
How long do you have to be a Florida resident? Can you just pop into Florida today and do that?
You got to be here 1 year.
Okay.
You
got to
be here 1 year. Yeah. You can't move from Alabama and come over for today.
Okay. Does that qualify for the Alabama students that are eligible for in-state tuition?
It does not. So That's the only thing. With the two counties that touch us in Alabama, Scambia and Baldwin, if I'm not mistaken, they do qualify for in-state tuition, but they do not qualify for the Florida grants.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk. This is Boat Smart. We've got Jason Tindall and Stefan Schmidt here from Georgetown Technical College.
Yeah.
If you have a question for them, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we'll take your boat questions.
We've got a boat question that came in when you're ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. This one came in and says, can a man find a good center console riverboat for $10,000 or less?
Yeah, I think you could do that. You know
where
yeah.
I guess would be the question. How do you when you're starting to look for a boat? That might be a good question.
You know
what
that,
do?
You can find something in that line about that price. You know, I would just start looking on Facebook, of course, Marketplace. You know, Craigslist. There's a bunch of places out there you can look.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably recommend looking a little north of here. You
okay.
know, maybe in the Alabama area, those kind of things. You more tend to find more product. Also, check the dealers. You never know what the dealers have in stock. They may have something they had traded in and things like that, too. Call Key Marine. Ask them to look for one for you. They're more than happy to do that. Maybe
really?
They have a customer
okay.
that has one because they do consignment sales as well. So that might be an avenue for you. So, yeah, it is possible. You know, look, it could be a little bit older four-stroke or something. I wouldn't recommend going with a two-stroke. You know, just find something with an older four-stroke on it and go that route. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yep. Thank you for sending that in. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
And always have it checked out before you buy it. Remember to take it over
yes.
to Key Marine if you can. Let them check it out, make sure it's in good shape. Because, it might be a good price. It may not be a good price if you're having a lot of problems, right? So make sure you do that, too.
And
okay.
before you buy the boat, enroll in the Marine Service Program with Stafford Smith.
To learn how to work on it. And then all the money you save on tuition, you can put toward the boat.
There you go.
So we got it all figured out.
Problem solved.
Oh, wow. That's scary. You guys are scary. Well, this is great. So there's still time to enroll. There's still time to get financial aid.
This is all good news. Yes. So there's so many programs that we have, you know, that we're excited about. You know, the grants that we were talking about, the state of Florida has become heavily invested in technical education. They started, this will be the third year that we've had what we call the Florida First Responder Grant. So if you're coming to our law enforcement academy, if you're coming to our fire academy, our fire EMT combined class, just EMT, or this will be the second year that we've offered the paramedic program. All of those classes, if you can qualify for other financial aid, of course, as well. But if nothing else, you're going to go for free tuition-wise. Now, again, you still have to buy your books and supplies if you're a Florida resident. Again, that's the only requirement. And that's a different grant from the one that covers most of our other programs. It's specifically the Florida First Responder Grant. We're really excited about that this year.
There are some people that sponsor some tuition things. I want you to talk about that a little bit. You had mentioned that during in-service. Would you mind talking about that a little bit?
Because
I think that's a good personal touch to what we do over at George Stone with the community and making these connections.
For sure, for sure. So probably the one that touches my heart the most, we had a young lady, her name was Madison Barrett. She graduated from Tate High School, and I may be getting this wrong, but I think it was 4 years ago because I think we've given this scholarship out for 3 years. As soon as she graduated, she came over and she got on the waiting list for our cosmetology program. Unfortunately, before she could start, she passed.
Sad.
I mean, just, but her family, her parents and her grandparents, they wanted her memory to live on. So they set up where they pay for one student to go to school each semester for free.
Wow.
And it's called the Madison Barrett Scholarship. So unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable family. They come down and they, when we award the scholarship, they want to see it. They want to, you know, shake the young lady or young man's hand. It's just unbelievable. We also have another scholarship, and it goes through the Sertoma Club. So the Sertoma Club is working with us. Mike Evers, he owned the Mako, the automotive collision shop. Unfortunately, he passed a few years ago. And the Sertoma Club and his family wanted to set up a scholarship specifically for automotive collision students. So now we do that each semester. So we have that going as well. We also have some other people who donate, and it'll be anonymous. So there are some scholarship opportunities that are available there as well, which is great. I mean, it's unbelievable when we give those scholarships out.
Maybe you're a business and you're thinking about something like that, and you may want to come in there and talk to us about.
Oh, for sure, please.
You know, you can donate tools, you can donate certificates, mm-hmm. you could tuition, those kind of things. I had a business support one of my students through a whole year,
mm-hmm.
and gave him a check for an entire year. He was an out-of-state student, couldn't afford it, and there
I
was no strings attached. The student was able to, and they wanted him to go work for him, but mm-hmm. he didn't. In the end, he didn't do that. He moved further south, and the business was over in Alabama. But they paid for his tuition.
Yeah, there's just so many ways and so many scholarships that are out there for students to come to school right now. I can't, you know, I say it all the time because the last several years, and each year it gets better. I mean, our grants get more funding. I mean, the state of Florida is heavily invested. George Stone Technical College is heavily invested. Our teachers are heavily invested in getting you guys. Our whole slogan is career in a year. We want you guys to get out there. And one of the ways that the instructors, like Mr. Schmidt, is judged is by his job placement rate. So it's not just you're coming to school. These guys are going to be, you know, Mr. Schmidt is his students' best friends, and he's their big advocate, trying to get them out there and get them employed.
And number one in the country for
number
placement.
Number one in the country.
Just want to throw that in there.
Keep throwing that in there.
That's right. For those
I have no place to go from here.
Number one in the world.
Number one in the world. Yeah, so, let's work on that.
For those that are maybe not familiar with George Stone Technical College, can y'all talk? We talked a lot, obviously, of Marine Services, but what are some of the other programs that are offered? You said cosmetology.
What are
some of the other ones? Because some people may not realize how much y'all do.
Absolutely. So we have automotive collision, automotive services. We also offer welding, electricity. We have an aviation airframe and power plant program that's fairly new. It's been around for a few years now. But it's, you know, it's one of our, well, like I said, all of our programs have waiting lists right now. But aviation is one of the ones that is really hot. We also have baking and pastry. We also have culinary. We have HVAC. Of course, we have Marine Services. We offer the paramedic class, firefighter, EMT that we talked about earlier, Law Enforcement Academy. We offer a Corrections Academy, accounting, operations, administrative office specialist. And then we have all of our IT programs. We have four IT programs. So we have Computer Systems and Information Technology. We have Network Support, Network Systems. And then we also have Cybersecurity.
I don't trust that guy.
At all. At all.
I turn my phone off when I'm around him.
But he's the first one Stephen calls when he can't get his computer fired.
Yeah.
So, well, it's handy to have that
if
nearby.
If he walks out of your room, you got problems.
So it's handy to have that nearby.
That's Eric Given. He does a great
class. He's a great guy.
He does a great job down there.
And we're located, a lot of people, you know, maybe you're not sure where we're at. We're right next to Pine Forest High School, right across the street from UPS. So, you know, just like I said, Google Georgetown Technical College. Our website will come up right away. You can click on, go through all of our programs. You can see how to apply for financial aid. You can see how to get a hold of Mr. Schmidt. You can see how to get a hold of me. But come to Building 1 is where you want to come when you get on campus. That's our administration building. You'll meet with a counselor. You can meet with the financial aid department. We have Ms. Kirkland working with our veterans for the GI Bill. So it's fantastic over there.
I do have a text that just came in. Are there any age limits?
Well, so some of our, most of the answer to that is it depends on the program you're going into.
I guess start from young to older.
Yes. So
what would be the youngest that you expect?
A lot of people think that you have to have a high school diploma to come to school there. That's not necessarily true. Unless the specific program that you're going into has that requirement, and a few do. So I would tell this person, please contact me, because if I knew which program you were interested in, I could hopefully tell you. The Law Enforcement Academy has an age limit, but you don't have any age limit to come.
No,
I've
had them in there from 16 years up to 70, actually.
Oh, okay.
72,
great.
I think, was the oldest.
We think college, you think 20s.
Yes.
So then am I out of the – I can't do it if I'm older than that.
And just to throw this out there, too, we also offer dual enrollment. So we have Escambia County High School students that go to school for half a day and then come over to Mr. Schmidt's class for half a day. So that's available as well. They can contact us about that, or they can talk to the counselors at their high school about that as well.
Okay. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. So what would you like to talk about that
The benefit to dual enrollment students is because, you know, a lot of times the high schools, the parents and everything try to drive kids to the actual colleges.
Right.
Like Florida, which is understandable.
Or Florida State.
Or Florida State, right. Okay.
And here we go again.
Georgia. So wherever they want to go. But a lot of times that's not for them, right?
Right.
And that's why we like that dual enrollment. We bring them in and you look to try to keep them in our industry, in our field, in Marine Service, because that's what they're looking for, younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think I had 50% stay, and then 50% are coming back this year, so that's pretty good for dual enrollment.
Well, one of the things I always tell people when I'm talking to groups is that on my first day, I walk down to the welding class. You know, you're just checking things out. And in the welding classroom, and I'm pretty sure it's still there, they have a little cartoon that shows liberal arts graduate, 4-year degree, starting salary, $36,000 or something like that. Debt, you know, $85,000.
Right.
And then it has welding graduate, 1 year, not 4 years, 1 year, starting salary, $85,000, debt zero.
Right.
So, and that goes for all of our programs.
Yeah.
Do you have any female welders?
Absolutely.
I may have to sign up.
And you can afford that boat.
Yeah. There you go.
I got a lot of welders buy boats. Right. There you go. Teachers don't buy boats. Welders buy boats.
There you go. That's great.
People think about Marine Services. You know, that's a high paying job.
It is. Really gone up, and I've been an advocate for pay raises and stuff like that. And my advisory council sometimes don't like me talking about that, but you know, pay is very important.
Hey.
And it's important to come out debt free and have a high paying job or a job that will eventually pay high, you know, credits to you as you gain experience. Yeah, that's the big deal, right?
Absolutely.
And we help with that, you know? And it all starts with counselors and
financial
aid. Coming
and seeing us, getting enrolled in the school, getting your financial aid set up.
Is there anything somebody can do before they come to the school, before they see you? What do you recommend?
The only thing they need to do is fill out an application online. And if you don't have a computer at home, you can come to the school. We have computers. We have a student services center where you can use the computer there. So you can come anytime. Like I said, 7:30 to 4 for the most part, Monday through Friday.
All right, great. I appreciate you being here today, Mr. Tindall, because I'm always excited when you come on the show.
I enjoyed it.
He's
excited.
I know.
Gets me excited about the new year. We are excited about the new year. And I think it's going to be a great year, and we're just going to have a lot of stuff to talk about success at Georgetown Technical College. So it's going to be a good year.
We're going to try to break our enrollment record.
We're going to break our enrollment record.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to try to be the best in the world.
Well, you're the best in the country. You can't say more than that.
Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen Schmidt and Jason Tillman. We appreciate you being here. All you do for our students and for the community, it's really extraordinary. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this has been Boat Smart. We're here every Friday at 10 o'clock, so don't miss it.
That's right.